Welcome to the Allspring Global Investments Podcast, where we explore what's happening in the markets and discuss our outlook for the ever-changing investment landscape. Thought leaders provide their views on the latest global trends in sustainability, technology, emerging markets, and more. Join us as we take you down the road of investing elevated.
I'm Katie D'Angelo, head of our Wealth and Investment Management Partnership for Allspring, and you're listening to On the Trading Desk. Joining me today is John Kenny, head of Strategic Initiatives, and we're going to learn about his role here at Allspring, as well as about another role he takes on when away from the office as a firefighter. Welcome to the program, John.
Thanks, Katie. Glad to be here.
So, John, you joined the firm quite recently. What brought you to Allspring?
A couple things, Katie. So first off, you know, Allspring for me is really about the opportunity to do something great. The concept of resetting and creating a new company within the context of something that's already at scale is, you know, it's certainly really compelling. And for me, the entrepreneurial component, it's super exciting. I think all great companies have a few things in common. You know, number one, a true client value proposition. Number two, a unique and inspiring culture. And number three, great leadership. And all of those things come to mind when I think about Allspring. When I think about our client value proposition, I certainly think about our broad-based investment capability and that rather unique mix of assets that spans the curve in terms of risk and reward from cash all the way out to EM equities, for example. And I think that ultimately that serves us to position us for solving for such a broad set of client needs on a global basis. I think Kelly Vivas and her team in marketing have done an incredible job describing this with the quote-unquote all-view trademark. And I think that all-view perspective that we bring is a tangible client value proposition that's going to help drive us forward in serving client needs. I think from a culture perspective, the opportunity to work with an entrepreneurial mindset and ultimately what I would call a shared mission within the context of a matured industry is really exciting. I've never seen anything like it. I think most people have never seen anything like it. And then lastly, you know, all great companies have great leadership. I have a tremendous amount of respect for Joe Sullivan. His industry background and experience speak for itself. He certainly cares enormously for the people that work for and with him. And he sees our world, I think, in a very unique way with a 360-degree view that ultimately leads to great insight and perspective around the industry and ultimately leads him to be able to empower people to make decisions and take action. So leadership for me, ultimately, Katie, is about trust. And I believe it will lead us to and Allspring to great accomplishments. So pretty easy for me to be, quote unquote, all in on this.
So thanks so much for sharing why you joined the firm, John. And I completely agree, and I'm all in too. Can you tell us what your new role here involves?
Sure. So there's really three things for me right now. Number one is head of strategic initiatives. I'm in charge globally of product. We've got a great team in product. We've got, obviously, capabilities across different vehicles, asset classes, around the globe and ensuring that we commercialize those capabilities in a manner that's competitive and in a manner in which clients want to consume those capabilities is critically important. So number one is product. Number two, a project that I know is near and dear to your heart, which is REMI, which is our SMA capability where we can bring SMAs to clients that are customizable based on their particular needs and taking our intellectual capital as far as investment management and overlaying their custom needs is going to be really important, including tax optimization. So REMI is something that certainly we're very excited about as a broader organization, and I'm super excited to have the opportunity to help grow. And then the third piece really is a little bit of an all other bucket around other commercial opportunities for the organization. So really three things, head up product globally, leading the growth of REMI, and then kind of an all other bucket, depending upon what Joe and the broader organization needs me to do.
It's a huge remit, John, and super exciting and right in the middle of exactly where we want to be and how we're going to grow the firm. So I think we're all thrilled that you're here. I understand, though, that in addition to working here at Allspring, you're also a firefighter. What can you tell us about how that came about?
Thanks for asking. I've wanted to be a firefighter since I was a little boy. And I don't think that is different from a lot of people. You know, you go to the firehouse and you see, you know, mom or dad show up with one of their kids, boy or girl, saying, gosh, they're so interested in fire trucks and firefighters and things like that. So I've wanted to do it since I was a little boy. My great grandfather was a fire captain in Jersey City. And it's essentially been on my bucket list of things to do forever. So in my recent time away from our industry, I decided to go for it. And it's been one of the absolute best decisions of my life. So I'm a firefighter and certified emergency medical responder in the city of Wayzata, Minnesota. We're a paid on-call department with about 250 or 300 calls a year. So it's a small town department. We're surrounded by some rather giant towns. We're only about 15 miles from downtown Minneapolis. And we cover four pretty unique square miles. We've got a very unique mix of commercial, residential, lake, condo developments, assisted living, and those kinds of things. So we have an awful lot of interesting things to deal with. Each of our calls are different. Every day is different. And we deal with everything from structure fires to water rescue, ice rescue, motor vehicle accidents, plenty of false alarms and, you know, secondary medical calls, et cetera. So it's super fun. It's a great team. I'm honored to be a part of it. And it's great to be able to give back in a tangible way.
That is so, so cool, John. I'm sure you may have thought about this a bit. Are there any intersections between firefighting and your current role?
Yes, that's a great question. I actually keep a list of notes in my phone on some of the things that I've learned that are somehow applicable to my other work, right? So the first thing that comes to mind is actually having a process-oriented approach to problem solving. In the fire service, everything is process-oriented. And if you think about product development, product solutions, you know, a very process-oriented way. So maybe if I can walk you through this for a second, it's actually really interesting if you overlay that onto how, you know, in our industry or other industries, you solve for new opportunities or certain challenges. So at a fire scene, the senior most responding officer is responsible for the initial scene size up, and they essentially identify the problem. They articulate the problem in a clear and concise manner, and then to, you know, obviously let everybody there know what the issue is. So they identify the problem. The next step is clearly stating the objective. So what are we going to accomplish here? The third step is stating the strategy. The fourth step is actually articulating what tactics are going to be used, all within the context of a set of actually very simple available tools and resources. And then lastly, the incident commander delegates responsibility to sector leaders and then establishes periodic benchmarks for measuring success and having people check back in. So it's amazing how much that sounds like a product development process, right? You identify and clearly state the problem or the client need. You identify the objective. You define the strategy, how you'll achieve the objective, i.e., you know, what tactics are you using within the resources, in our case, investment capabilities you have. And then you empower people who are responsible for each component of what needs to be done and actually delivering it. So the process is very similar. It's also very similar to me how a fire department embraces creative problem solving techniques to leverage simple, straightforward tools to solve a problem. Lastly, for me, I see really unique parallels in the leadership skills at the top of the organization. You know, one of Joe Sullivan's favorite phrases is, you know, quote unquote, we shouldn't overreact or underrespond. And I can't imagine a scenario where the fire department overreacts. If you think about any time that you've seen the fire department on the scene in your town, you can't imagine seeing that fire department in the panic mode. It just doesn't happen. And that's driven by having great leadership at the top of the organization with great experience, having a process orientation towards problem solving, and certainly an ability to take a step back and see the bigger picture. So I think having a steady hand comes with great experience. And I see this every day in my interactions with Joe Sullivan. And I'm super excited to be here and see where we go as an organization. And, you know, it is kind of fun and amazing to see those unique parallels between what I do here at AllSpring and then my moonlighting gig as a firefighter.
I love what you said about creative problem solving. The problems, obviously, that you're facing as a firefighter are certainly different, but the parallels you just laid out are so true and something I think, you know, we all need to embrace in our work. So not exactly a work-related podcast question next, But since we're on the topic, and I think I've shared with you that, you know, I've been a burn victim and think a lot about fire safety. So while we're here, we're on the topic and we have you. Are there any fire safety recommendations that you can share with us, John?
Thanks for the question, Katie. I'm sorry you went through that, and I'm glad that you're okay. Community education is actually a super important role for the fire service here in the United States. It goes without saying a couple things. Number one, please have smoke and carbon monoxide detectors in your home. Make sure they're appropriately placed. Change the batteries. When you change the time on your clock, in the spring and the fall, a great time to make sure that you check your batteries and your smoke detectors and carbon monoxide detectors. Really simple thing, and certainly will, if need be, save your life. Have fire extinguishers. Very simple, but the vast majority of fires in structures in the United States start in the kitchen. So have a kitchen-appropriate fire extinguisher. Have it handy, under the sink or wherever else you can put it, and make sure you know how to use it. It's really simple. There's a pin in it. You pull the pin, you aim, you squeeze, and you sweep. So make sure you have a fire extinguisher. That's super important. Make sure you have a family plan. If you do have an incident in the house, make sure that, number one, everybody has two ways to get out. So make sure that you know how to get out of the house. Realize that if you have a fire, you're not going to have a lot of time, particularly in newer construction. You have less time than you think. So make sure you have a plan for getting out and have a place to meet as a family. So pick a spot, whether it's a neighbor's mailbox, et cetera, where everybody can meet and make sure that everybody is out and safe. Practice it once or twice a year. And lastly, and this one's super important, it's one that people don't necessarily think of, fire safety and controlling a fire is often around controlling the flow path. The best way to control the flow path and keep yourself safe is to sleep with your bedroom doors closed. So make sure your bedroom doors are closed when you go to bed at night. Make sure the kids' bedroom doors are closed, and that'll certainly help keep you safe as well.
I can't say how much, this is such a different topic than what we would normally discuss on a podcast for AllSpring, but such an important topic and something that we probably should visit more often and more frequently, even in our work lives as we think about it. So, John, thank you so much for being with us today and sharing your insights about your role here at AllSpring and your firefighting role for the city of Wayzata, Minnesota. I hopefully said that okay. And we just appreciate your time today.
Thrilled to be here. Super excited about AllSpring, Katie. And thanks for having me on today.
That wraps up this episode of On the Trading Desk. If you'd like to read more market insights and investment perspectives from AllSpring Global Investments, you can find them at our firm's website, allspringglobal.com. To stay connected to On the Trading Desk and listen to past and future episodes of the program, you can subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or whatever podcast subscription service you use. I'm Katie D'Angelo, and thanks for listening.
The views expressed in any forward-looking statements are those of the authors and or AllSpring Global Investments. Discussions of individual securities or the markets generally are not intended as individual recommendations. Future events or results may vary significantly from those expressed in any forward-looking statements. The views expressed are subject to change at any time in response to changing circumstances in the market. AllSpring Global Investments disclaims any obligation to publicly update or revise any views expressed or forward-looking statements. All investing involves risks, including the possible loss of principal. There can be no assurance that any investment strategy will be successful. Investments fluctuate with changes in market and economic conditions and in different environments due to numerous factors, some of which may be unpredictable. Each asset class has its own risk and return characteristics. AllSpring Global Investments is the trade name for the asset management firms of AllSpring Global Investments Holdings, LLC, a holding company indirectly owned by certain private funds of GTCR, LLC, and Reverence Capital Partners, LP. These firms include, but are not limited to, AllSpring Global Investments, LLC, and AllSpring Funds Management, LLC. Certain products managed by AllSpring entities are distributed by AllSpring Funds Distributor, LLC, a broker-dealer and member FINRA, SIPC. Copyright 2022 AllSpring Global Investments Holdings, LLC. All rights reserved. April 2022.